Thomas Kleintisch studies frog tongues. The research associate at Germany's Kiel University wanted to know how its sticking power compared to the feet of the much-studied gecko, which can blaze a trail up a wall or race upside down across a ceiling.
Basically, it was interesting to study a new adhesive system in biology.
Kleintisch designed an experiment with the horned frog, a popular pet in Germany. Placed in a terrarium behind pressure-sensitive glass, he tempted the frog with live crickets on the other side of the panel. The team then measured the forces on the glass as the frog tried to capture them.
Like the tongue impact, and also when the frog was pulling its tongue back, trying to detach again from the glass slide. Then, of course, I also got the tongue print on the glass, like after the tongue was detached.
Kleintisch and his co-workers did 80 trials using four frogs.
What we actually found was that their tongue adhesive forces were well beyond the body weight of these frogs. And another thing which we found, which I didn't expect, was that the mucus, so the slime on top of their tongues, doesn't seem to be that important as people always assumed.
While sticky feet can take geckos up walls, Kleintisch says in one way a frog tongue may be even more dynamic because it is blindingly fast.
In a way that frog tongues only have a few milliseconds to actually establish a contact. So it's not like having adhesive tape and to rub it against the wall and, you know, wait for a few seconds until you can load it. It's like immediately in terms of less than 10 or less than 20 milliseconds.
And since frogs have a diet that ranges from insects to small birds, their tongues can attach to many different surfaces, which Kleintisch says merits more study.
So the next steps for me will be first to study the structure of the tongues, and second also to compare multiple species, to maybe find more general patterns in how this mechanism may work. Then, like, in the far future, I could think of some frog-inspired adhesives, but this is way beyond where we are at the moment.
Kleintisch's study is published in the journal Scientific Reports. You can see a feeding frog and its sticky tongue in slow motion on voanews.com. This frog, unlike the ones in the experiment, gets the cricket. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.